W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Presidents Trump and Zelensky were scheduled to speak by phone this hour, a day after President Putin rejected a proposed ceasefire. Former U.S. Ambassador to Ukraine William Taylor says the U.S. needs to put more pressure on Moscow.
Russia started this. Russia can end this. Russia is the one that's aggressing against Ukraine.
Russian airstrikes damaged two hospitals overnight. Judges have blocked the Trump administration from dismantling USAID, banning transgender people from the military, and canceling billions in climate grants. The president tells Fox,
"We have bad judges. We have very bad judges. And these are judges that shouldn't be allowed. I think at a certain point, you have to start looking at what do you do when you have a rogue judge."
CBS's Nancy Chen reports there are concerns about the safety of some baby formula.
Consumer Reports is calling for more oversight of baby formula after finding what they say are troubling amounts of heavy metals, including lead and arsenic in some popular brands.
CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Wallace.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Alyssa Kay. A 34-year-old man is dead after a one-vehicle crash in Taylor County. On Monday morning, a little before 9:30, a 911 call reported the crash on Almond Avenue in the town of Medford. The caller reported one unconscious man in the vehicle. First responders found a white Chevrolet Traverse SUV with extensive damage after hitting several trees. The male driver was still seatbelted into the vehicle and obviously deceased. The driver was identified as 34-year-old Ruby Renee Mendoza Carranza of Medford. It appears speed was a factor contributing to the crash. Air Wisconsin is getting sued by the feds for a troubled flight into Milwaukee. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
The FAA has taken Air Wisconsin to court, accusing the Appleton-based airline of withholding information about a hard landing incident. It's also alleged they ignored a subpoena request. The lawsuit follows an emergency landing in Milwaukee by an Air Wisconsin-operated flight. The FAA filing says it could have been due to pilot error, despite initial reports of landing gear problems.
Another winter storm is on its way. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
A significant storm is hitting the state tomorrow, bringing heavy rain to the south and prompting winter storm warnings to the north, where a half of a foot to nearly a foot of snowfall is expected to fall. Paired with winds gusting to 40 miles per hour, whiteout conditions are likely and so are some power outages, especially as the heavy snow piles up on tree limbs and power lines. And with temperatures hovering in the low 30s, it'll be a wet and slushy type of snow. So shovel in shifts and take breaks while clearing. It's termed heart attack snow from overexertion and cold temperatures causing sudden cardiac arrest.
This storm will flip to snow even in the south, but accumulations will be light. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Packers add a receiver from the Chiefs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers picking up a wide receiver and returner in free agency. He's Mecole Hardman, who earned three Super Bowl rings with the Kansas City Chiefs. Hardman, who turned 27 last week, suffered a knee injury last season. He'll sign a one-year deal with Green Bay. NBA, the Bucks losing last night at Golden State 104-93. Steph Curry sat out for the Warriors. The Bucks have lost five of their last seven games. March Madness underway. The Wisconsin Badgers arrived in Denver last night for tomorrow afternoon's game against Montana at 12:30.
I think quick turn, go play, right? Don't dwell on, hey, we got the championship game. We didn't get it done. Now let's go on to next. We get to play in another one. We just focused on a four-team, two-game tournament. We have to win Thursday if you want to get Saturday. You know, as I've always said, all the bad teams are probably waking up about right now on spring break, somewhere with their feet in the sand, and the really good ones are still playing.
That's Wisconsin head coach Greg Gard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Rain and a few thunderstorms today. The rain will mix with and change to snow later today through tonight. And with strong wind gusts, there will be some blowing snow. Overall, 2 to 4 inches, maybe a little more in a few spots by the time it winds down. Conditions will gradually improve late tonight into Thursday morning. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
Military veterans and active duty service members, you could become a certified cyber warrior with just 12 weeks of training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, and IT pros with these skills often enjoy abundant opportunity and a great lifestyle. Protect our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. SkillBridge and other VA benefits are available to those who qualify. Learn more at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP. That's mycomputercareer.edu/CWP.
Winter is out and winning is in. It's our Break into Spring statewide text to win contest on your local Civic Media radio station. Your daily shot at a Chula Vista getaway, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, or $100 cash. And every entry gets you closer to the grand prize, a brand new Verlo Queen mattress set complete with a mattress, sheets, protector, and pillows. Download the Civic Media app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Choose your station that gets set to win starting Monday, March 24th. It's time to break into spring with WFHR. Maggie Dawn.
How do we turn out the vote and get the message across in red counties across Wisconsin ahead of the election on April 1st? We discussed just that at 3 p.m. with the chairs of the Winnebago, Wood, and Marathon County Democratic Party.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Good morning. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Calvin Butenoff, coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. Join us. Call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Today is Wednesday, March 19th. As of today, the average price of a gallon of milk in Wisconsin, $3.17, down 3 cents from yesterday, down 33 cents from January 20th of this year. And as of today, the average price of eggs in Wisconsin, $5.61, down 37 cents since yesterday, still up about a buck and a half since January 20th. But they're coming down.
Yep.
Fewer outbreaks of bird flu,
yeah,
is what I have seen, at least in March. So that's all good news. We have a big, big show coming up for you today. Pat Kreitlow from Up North News Radio is going to join us at 10:30. Of course, that big April 1st election,
yes,
less than 2 weeks away now. It was 2 weeks as of yesterday. Susan Crawford, Brad Schimmel vying for the open spot on the Wisconsin State Supreme Court. We will be talking about that with Pat Kreitlow. I heard him and I heard you both this morning when I was driving in talking about why co-president Elon Musk is pouring so much money into this race. Mm-hmm. Not that he has any personal interest in this or anything.
Nah,
it wouldn't be that.
He's just a guy who loves America.
Right. So we will have Pat Kreitlow join us after 10:33 next hour. We'll do a little update on the Doge wall of efficiency. Stick around for that at 11:30, which is where we'd like to lighten things up a little bit, what we call our audio sorbet, so we can all take a breath.
Whoa.
Nicely done, Calvin. Corey Atkins will be joining us from the Great Lakes Shipwreck Historical Society. They found a ship in Lake Superior that's been there for 132 years. This is for historians, this is a big deal.
Okay.
And so Corey's going to join us to talk about that. As we always do, we will wrap up the show with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today it is the Down the Crapper Edition update.
There we go.
It's an update on an earlier tisbet.
I love our updates.
I know. So stick around for that. As always, if you ever have a thing you think should not be outside of politics, send it in to Jane Says at civicmedia.us, JaneSays, Jane Says at civicmedia.us. Wanted to start off with this, though, and I would love to hear your reaction to this. If my husband is listening, I know his reaction already because we talk about this at home.
Yeah.
The headline from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel today, Laura Schulte with the byline, Governor Tony Evers' budget proposes $120 jump in vehicle title fees to pay for roads and bridges. In the governor's proposed biennial budget, Tony Evers recommending hiking the fee $120. So currently it is $164.50.
Period.
That we all pay every year if you have a car.
Just a car.
Just a car. Because it's more for SUVs, right?
It's more for EVs, more for hybrids.
Yeah, it would go from $164.50 to $284.50.
Yep.
Estimations say that price jump would raise nearly $122 million next year and more than $160 million in 2027. They'd use that money to support the repair and development of Wisconsin roadways. Vehicle title fees are paid once when someone purchases a new vehicle, normally lumped in with the purchase of the car. Oh, I'm wrong. It does not have to be paid again. So it is a one-time fee if you purchase a car.
Oh.
Vehicle title fees are paid once.
I see.
When someone buys a new vehicle and that normally gets lumped in with the purchase of the car, doesn't have to be paid again.
Now what do you want to talk about?
Along with title registration fees, the governor also suggested raising the driver's license renewal fee. This is what we do pay annually. From $8.50, which is what it is now. Oh, they want to raise it by $8.50 from $24 to $32.50.
Anytime I hear about a fee being raised, that to me is just code for we can't get it done in the legislature. We can't work on a tax plan that will properly tax everybody and raise the funds we need to raise. And also, Jane, it would be also awesome if maybe Wisconsin had a like a pile of money just sitting on the side, just like they're all in the office, and then in a room you just open, it's like a pile of money,
like $4 billion.
Like $4 billion would be a great start. If we only had $4 billion just laying around that we could work on infrastructure plans, maybe give, I don't know, just give that to local schools for programs that need to be funded anyways that aren't being funded through the Joint Finance Committee. I'm just saying, wouldn't it be great if we had $4 billion extra?
One can dream.
One can dream like a dreamy boy.
Department of Transportation says with the increased fees, Wisconsin would still be a bargain for owning a vehicle compared with neighboring states. The agency says it would cost about $361 in fees and taxes for a Ford F-150 truck, while it costs $966 in Minnesota, $941 in Illinois, and $663 in Michigan. Or a Hyundai CRV or a similar model, Wisconsin's fees and taxes would be $199 compared with $615 in Minnesota, $493 in Illinois, and $328 in Michigan. That's a pretty big discrepancy, but I don't know that that's the biggest selling point on this.
Is this now also, this is the one-time fee or the yearly registration for a vehicle?
Well, the yearly registration would go up from $24 to $32.50. The one-time fee when you buy a vehicle would go from $164 to $284.
I mean,
and again, saying, yeah, but all the states around us, it would cost you so much more. I don't know that that's everybody's going to go, yay, us.
Nobody cares. I mean, I bought my car in Illinois.
So you already paid that fee.
I paid a fee, a large fee, by the way.
Department of Transportation says this money, if this would get passed, it's not going to pass. The money generated would support roads and bridges in addition to air, rail, public transit, harbors, and bike and pedestrian facilities. And again, they're saying that this is a bargain compared to other states. I don't dispute that, but again, I don't know that that is the winning message here.
No.
And correct me if I'm wrong, what about all the vehicles we see on the roadways who do not have plates?
Well, if they get busted, if they get pulled over, they're going to get...
I don't think they ever get pulled over. And what happens to them when they get pulled over?
Well, if they get pulled over, they get a separate ticket for a non-registered vehicle.
And what is the enforcement mechanism to make sure that that gets paid?
Well, there's no enforcement other than if you don't pay for it, they'll probably issue a bench warrant.
Again, I just don't see how this would fly.
Well, I don't see it being a grand fix. And also, when it comes to the votes and whatnot, like things like air, rail, Madison doesn't care about that. They don't care about any of that stuff. If anything, they're just gonna take it and they're gonna slap Tony Evers with it and say, he raised your fees, he raised the prices, he made it more expensive to live in Wisconsin.
Roger texting in on the live stream. I live in Portage County. My current renewal for my vehicle is $115. $30 of that goes to the county for just its highways. No local municipalities get a dime. Thanks for sharing that, Roger. Again, I don't see how this is a winning thing for Governor Evers. I don't either.
And also, you know, if it's a one-time fee for when you buy a car, how often are you buying a car? Most likely
every 10 years, every 12.
I would average out about 5 to 6 nowadays. People are trading in and what? Yeah, people trading in.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I feel like I had my car for 12 years, but I think most people nowadays they're trading their cars in every 5 because you want to get a better trade in value and you don't also want to trade in a hunk of junk.
I must be an outlier. I am going to drive my car until the doors fall off.
And that's fine. And that's absolutely fine. That I know a lot of people who feel that way, but I also like with the car that I own right now, I have a ticking clock. I'm going to have it for about like another 2.5 years. And then I want to trade it in so that way something can get something better with a lower price, a better trade-in value, all that kind of stuff. So even on that, even if people are getting a new car every 4, 5, 6 years, that's not a – I don't see that fee raising as much as they think. They project. And it's still a raising in the fees.
Yeah.
Which when they can't raise your taxes, they raise your fees.
How often do you buy a new car? I would love to hear this because now I really think that I'm odd. My car is from 2012. I love this car.
Yeah.
And again, I will drive this thing until I can't anymore. 855-752-4842. We're talking about a proposal in Governor Evers' proposed biannual budget that will hike fees quite a bit from $164.50 to $284.50 for buying a new vehicle. Oof. And then the title registration fee that we all pay every year would go from $24 to $32.50. 855-752-4842. Again, I just don't see this getting embraced by a lot of folks.
No.
Even though, yes, we could use the money for roadways.
We have the money. We could spend it.
It's Robin's money.
Yeah, I know.
We can't just spend Robin's money willy-nilly like that.
Ask the Popcorn King for permission.
Exactly. It will be interesting to see what happens with this.
Yeah.
But again, I don't.
I feel like it's going to quietly go away.
You think so?
Yeah. I don't think it's going to be a controversial issue, but also it's just irritating that when they can't put together a feasible tax plan for all Wisconsinites where everyone pays fairly, we have to raise fees. And that, like, whether it's on garbage pickup, whether it's fees on your registration. Like, I remember the first time I got, because I used to drive a hybrid. When I got that first registration with the hybrid or the EV mandate on it, that was another, like, $75.
Pricey, pricey.
Pricey, pricey.
Pricey, pricey. When we return, we're going to have an update on Gold Bar Bob Menendez. Whoa. We haven't talked about him in a while. He's asking for help from someone in particular. We'll have all the details on the other side. Stay close. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Once you and your spouse retire, you'll have some decisions to make, decisions that could affect your quality of life in your retirement years. For starters, how much should you withdraw each year from your 401k and other retirement accounts? You'll want to avoid taking too much too soon. Next, when should you take Social Security? If you wait until your full retirement age, probably 67, you'll typically get bigger payments than if you started taking benefits at age 62. Also, one spouse's decision may affect the other in terms of spousal benefits. Finally, if you haven't already done so, you'll need to work with your legal professional to decide which estate planning documents are needed, such as a will, a living trust, and various powers of attorney. You and your spouse will want to discuss all your choices and then decide which steps to take. After you've got your plans in place, you may well find that you can fully enjoy your retirement years.
This content was provided by Edward Jones for use by Clay Kanoke, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisor at 715-421-0958.
Celebrate the women who have helped shape the world as we honor Women's History Month with powerful stories of Wisconsin's own. We remember the important work of Carrie Morgan. She became a pivotal figure in education in the Appleton area during the late 1800s and was elected superintendent of schools in 1894. Morgan believed in the importance of early childhood learning and took the bold step to establish a kindergarten program. Her forward thinking also laid the foundation for a school dedicated to deaf and handicapped students. She believed every child, regardless of abilities, should have access to education. These efforts set the stage for programs still in use today. Morgan Alley in downtown Appleton was named in her honor in 2019. Her legacy reminds us all of the power to be inclusive and innovative. We recognize the powerful women from the past and those who are still writing their own history today. I'm Amanda Nimmer.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Box, Sweet Calby on the board. Coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. Call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Men's basketball action, Wisconsin at Montana. Going to happen this Thursday. That's tomorrow. The broadcast starts at 11:30. You cannot stream this if you want to listen to the games.
Correct.
You do have to listen on air, and you can catch it on WLAK in Amory, on WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids, and WRCE in Richland Center, Wisconsin at Montana tomorrow. The broadcast starts at 11:30. However, you cannot stream it on the app. These are NCAA rules. Mm-hmm. Can't do anything about that. But you can listen live on air on WALK, on WFHR, and WRCE in Richland Center. Right before we went to the break, we were talking about a proposal from Governor Evers in his biannual budget proposal to hike the fee, the vehicle title fee that you pay when you buy a car, from $164.50 to $284.50. And he would also increase the title registration fee that we pay every year from $24 to $32.50. We were talking a little bit about the age of cars and how often people buy cars. We have a couple of folks who have been waiting on the line. Cindy from Appleton. Good morning, Cindy. Thanks for joining us. What do you want to say about this?
Well, I'm surprised Governor Evers is proposing this, because to me this is just another way to stick it to the poor people. I would be more in favor of a gas tax hike, because then the people who have the money that drive these great big honking SUVs and great big honking trucks that run several hundred dollars worth of gas through them a month, and the people with the big boats and all these other things, they would be paying more of their fair share instead of sticking it to the rest of us.
Yeah, it is a good point, Cindy. Thank you for that. I just don't see how this is going to fly. I really don't see a lot of people embracing this and going, yay! Even though we might all agree that our roads need some attention and these other things need attention as well, this just isn't going to be very popular. In this article from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, it does say that the governor elected against seeking an increase in the gas tax, which would be more of an everyday fee.
Yeah.
We also have Mark on the line. Good morning, Mark. Thanks for joining us. What do you think?
Yeah, well, I'm
I'm not really sure on the vehicle fees, but that's right. The license fees for the DNR are going to go up, and my guess is that most sportsmen are going to be in support of that because they're usually the one advocating that the DNR needs more money to do its thing. Because I buy a patron's license every year, and it's been like $165 a year for a long time now, and I think it's going to go up to $200. And I'm not kicking about that at all. I mean, the DNR has been, drastically underfunded for decades now, and with the federal government backing off on environmental regulation and beautiful clean coal coming back, according to Donald Trump, we're all sucking in mercury from the coal smoke. What's going to happen then? I mean, it is just it's insane. I mean,
appreciate it, Mark. Thank you for checking in on that. 855-752-4842. If you would like to join us, we were also talking a little bit about how old is your car and how often do you buy get a new car? How are you like me?
We have
you drive it until the doors fall off.
Jim from Appleton says, I have an 06 Toyota Highlander, just like the 95 Jeep Laredo. I will drive it until it's too expensive to repair. And Jack from Merrimack says the average age of vehicles on the road in the U.S. is 12.6 years.
Oh, so yeah. I'm not an outlier. Mine's a 2012.
You are the rule.
Isn't that nice? Ollie from the Northwoods also on the line. Good morning, Ollie. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, good morning. I do have a 2005, and I, by necessity, will be driving mine until it falls apart.
Yeah.
But I have just a clarification. When you first talked about the changes in the prices, you said something about the driver's license going up.
No, well, not the drivers. I was incorrect, Ollie, when I began, and that's on me. The fee that he's talking about is the vehicle title fee that you pay when you purchase the vehicle. That's the biggest increase that goes hikes $120. The vehicle title fees are what are paid once. Registration fees are what we pay every year.
Yeah,
and that will also go up by $850. So it's not as big of an increase, but I just think it's a tough sell when you go to any constituent and say, yeah, we're raising taxes again.
Well, and I think that Cindy made a great point is you're sticking it to people who can't afford it.
Who can't afford it. Exactly. Before we run out of time, because we've been teasing this now for a couple of days and we never seem to get around to it, just quickly.
Yeah.
Gold Bar Bob Menendez, who was a Democrat, who was caught for essentially working on behalf of Egypt, found gold bars in his house, wads of cash, hundreds of thousands of dollars in cash. Apparently everybody does that.
Yeah.
Now he is turning, he's not a Democrat anymore because they called for him to step down and he's out. Now he's an independent.
Oh, of course.
Now his wife is set to begin trial on bribery charges. Gold Bar Bob is reaching out to President Donald Trump to delay the corruption trial of his wife.
Let the trial go through and just ask for a pardon.
Right.
Pledge fealty, pledge loyalty, bow before the king, and she'll be out before lunchtime.
It'll all be good. Yeah. Nothing to worry about.
Yeah.
Goldbar Bob says, President Trump was right. This process is political and corrupted to its core. I hope Donald Trump cleans up the cesspool and restores integrity to the system.
New Jersey, your flavor of your inconsistency is so consistent.
Goldbar Bob says he appealed to Trump by suggesting both his and Trump's criminal charges are politically motivated. Nothing about the hundreds of thousands of dollars in cash stuffed in pockets all over your house and the gold bar thing. But other than that, yes, completely politically motivated.
My wife and my buddy Donnie here aren't being treated fairly.
Yeah. What a shame. When we return after the news, Pat Kreitler will be here from Up North News Radio. Very important election, April 1st. Be a voter, baby. Stay close. You are listening to Matt Nair on air, coming to you across the vast, statewide, countrywide. Go global on the app, baby. Civic Media Radio Network. Don't go away.
Yeah.
This is Locally Grown Radio, WFHR. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The Trump administration has launched another investigation into UW-Madison over DEI initiatives, this time alleging that the university is continuing to work with a nonprofit that aims to boost diversity in doctoral programs. Savannah Tome Olson has the details.
The president's Department of Education is looking into 45 universities across the country that participate in the PhD Project. Now, the PhD Project is a nonprofit program that works to recruit more people of color into doctorate programs. It limits eligibility based on race and ethnicity. Back in February, all universities got a letter saying they had 2 weeks to eliminate any programs that focus on diversity, equity, and inclusion, or they would lose access to federal funding. And last week, the administration announced that 60 universities were being investigated for civil rights violations because of campus protests against the war in Gaza. In that letter, new Secretary of Education Linda McMahon told these universities they could face, quote, potential enforcement actions.
Wisconsin Senators Tammy Baldwin and Ron Johnson have introduced bipartisan legislation to improve roadway safety for cyclists and pedestrians. Here's Joanne Krulatz.
The bill, named after a Wisconsin resident who was killed while riding her bicycle in 2022, seeks to expand federal funding opportunities for smaller local governments to improve safety. The bill would focus on communities with populations of under 5,000, authorizing them to use federal funds from the Highway Safety Improvement Programs to cover local cost share requirements.
You can meet candidates running for local school boards tomorrow at McMillan Library. At 6 p.m., Wisconsin Rapids School Board candidates will be in the all-purpose room. At 7 p.m., Port Edwards candidates. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Gwyneth Paltrow says that she and Timothy Chalamet have a lot of sex together. In a new film, that is. In a recent interview with Vanity Fair, Paltrow talked about her new film, Marty Supreme. Chalamet plays a professional ping pong player and Paltrow his love interest. Throughout the interview, Paltrow tries to make ping pong sound sexy, like Chalamet's character learned on the streets. Gwyneth made a point to say there was no intimacy coordinator on the set and that they handled the love scenes themselves. Sources have not confirmed or denied that to enhance the mood on the set, Paltrow lit a whole mess of scented candles she used to sell that supposedly smelled like her private parts. Google it. It's real. Timothy Chalamet is also prepared to launch a personal product of his own. It's a mustache comb called One Day I Might Need This. Marty Supreme will be released Christmas Day of 2025. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
A winter storm warning this afternoon as a wintry mix slips to all snow, heavy at times, with winds whipping up to 40 miles per hour. Whiteout conditions are likely and power outages are possible. Accumulations throughout the day look around 2 to 4 inches, with another 1 to 3 tonight. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. It's 37 degrees at our studios.
The Madness.
Blackwell inside and he sends it down with the right hand.
Starts.
Tanjay with bad intentions.
Now.
Long three left side bucket.
It's the NCAA tournament. Join us Thursday live from Denver, Colorado. It's Wisconsin and Montana. Our coverage begins at 11:30 on your home for Wisconsin basketball.
To the rim. Slam dunk. Carter Gilmore.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one. Outstanding. Just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Bosch legacy actor Scott Clace to the show. Then Nightlight pal and Madison film critic Rob Thomas joins the show and gives us some fantastic recommendations. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Good morning. Welcome to Matt and Air on Air. Jane Matt and Air, Greg Bach, Dr. Slide on the board, coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. Join us, call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. It is almost here. Civic Media's next statewide text to win contest kicking off on Monday, this Monday at 7 a.m. Your first chance to listen for a keyword to enter in for an hourly winner or enter to win the grand prize. You will have four chances to enter the contest. Listen at 7, 11 o'clock with us, 1 p.m. with Todd, 4 p.m. with Dom throughout the 2 weeks that this contest will go on. Daily chances you can win a getaway at Chula Vista, Milwaukee Brewers Club level tickets, $100 cash plus every entry puts you into the grand prize drawing from Verlo Mattress. So download, you do need to download the app.
Yes,
wherever you get your apps, go to your app store, look for Civic, C-I-V-I-C, Civic Media. Download the Civic Media app, and then you will be all ready to go come Monday when our next statewide text to win contest gets underway starting at 7 a.m. and then Monday with us at 11 o'clock. It's a lot of fun. The app is great. You can do, look at Pat Kreitlow. You can do all kinds of things from the app. You can call and text directly into whatever show you're listening to across the network right from the app. And you can get news updates and all kinds of great things. So, and it's free.
Darn it. I told them, charge $1,000.
Nope, it is still absolutely free. Joining us right now at the last minute, and we really appreciate it, Pat Kreitlow is here from Up North News Radio. Good morning, sir. Thank you for adjusting your schedule for us and joining us at the last minute. Appreciate it.
Happy to. I actually just got back at the house. I made some last minute. I looked outside. I'm like, wait, if we're about to get like 5 to 10 inches of snow, I better get my errands done now. So
wise decision.
Yeah, sometimes he actually thinks ahead of time and doesn't look out the window and go, oh.
Has it started snowing there yet?
It has not. It's one of those where the radar says it is, but it's not hitting the ground yet. So
I heard
in the nick of time.
Yeah, I heard Brittany Merlot on your show this morning, and some parts of Wisconsin are going to get just crushed from this storm. They're talking 6 to 9 inches of that terrible, heavy, wet snow. Mm-hmm. So please be prepared. And 511wi.gov. That's what will bring up the state map with all of the accidents all over the place. It's really, really useful. And you can download that, too, as an app, because Greg has used it many times. 511wi.gov. Download that, and please be safe on the roadways. Pat, one of the reasons why I wanted to have you on this morning, not that we don't want to have you on every day, but as I was driving in this morning and I was listening to your show, and I heard you talking about the Supreme Court race, which is now less than 2 weeks away, April 1st, Susan Crawford and Brad Schimmel running for the open spot on the Wisconsin Supreme Court, and I thought you had a really great explanation about why this is such an important race and the long-term ramifications should Brad Schimmel get on the court.
You know, you were just talking about the Civic Media app and texting, and this was actually prompted by a text from Tiffany in River Falls, who was listening on Lake Air in Amory. And she wrote in, Pat, tell me your response to the people that say, but Crawford is backed by Soros, in response to the Elon Musk is backing Schimmel. And so I dropped everything that I was going to be doing, which was probably, again, debating Girl Scout cookies with Greg, and said, why don't we take on this weighty question instead?
Yep.
And all I came back with was what it means for you, dear voter, and your state, and the future of your state. And who should have access to the court, and should that access be, shall we say, on an equal basis? And you probably have already covered that Elon Musk, through Tesla, has filed a lawsuit against the state, wants to overturn a state law.
Yep.
And the state law doesn't matter. Okay, it's whether a car maker has to work through dealerships, as the state law says, or can sell directly, as Elon Musk would like to do. Set aside the merits of the law, and the question is this. Should a really rich guy or woman owning a business be able to shower a Supreme Court candidate with literally something approaching $15 million?
Yeah, we're close.
And have greater potential to have a court that is more sympathetic to their case. And look, if George Soros were putting $15 million in and he wanted to do whatever he does, I don't even know how he made his money. I just hear the name all the time. But wanted to do something in Wisconsin, that too would get some funny looks from people, including on the progressive side.
Yes.
Because the root issue of all this isn't about whether a billionaire is coming to you from the political right or the political left. It's should any billionaire be able to come into a state Supreme Court race like this and have better chances of getting their definition of justice than you and me? And since George Soros doesn't have a case before the court right now and Elon Musk does, voters should look at that.
The other thing too, and we've talked about this, as you said, Pat, many times before, in my estimation, and like you said, George Soros has been the boogeyman from the right for a long time. George Soros and the U-lines, their donations kind of cancel each other out, right?
Yeah, in
We've
many
got
ways.
George Soros on the left, the U-lines on the right. They're both big donors and have been big donors for a very long time. Elon is a whole different level unto himself.
Yes.
As far as,
I mean,
just
again,
as far
world's
as the
richest guy.
Yeah, the world's richest man coming in. He's already poured in almost $13 million into this race. Think about that.
And that's after everything that he paid to get Donald Trump elected. And if you're saying, well, Donald Trump would have won the election without Elon Musk, don't kid yourself.
Yep.
You know, people don't spend that kind of money on political races unless they know, and they know, political ads, as much as we hate them, make a difference.
They work.
All those social media ads, all those commercials, all those influencers, whatever, it's all out there. And it's all out there because people from the right have loosened the rules to the point where, because they know they have more billionaires on their side, they can influence elections. So you've got the world's richest man able to influence a presidential election. A president who, instead of saying, hey, thanks, buddy, appreciate it, I got it from here, instead puts him in charge of dismantling parts of the federal government. Okay, that part we're still working on, you know, resisting or reversing or whatever. Do you really want him to get a toehold into Wisconsin state law? And if you do, what's the next one? What's the next thing that comes in? And what happens to that state law that either keeps Lake Wissota clean or, you know, preserves our public education options or things like that? If you want to get back to elections that are more relevant to you, the voter, then you really should send a message that, hey, billionaire, I don't care about your political affiliation. I'm not going to let you influence this particular race.
Pat Kreitlow is our guest from Up North News Radio, and we are talking about the April 1st election. Please make a plan to be a voter. Go to myvote.wy.gov. It counts more than you realize. It really, really does. And this is all going to be dependent upon turnout, especially for this election. So I think talk to some friends. Make it a thing. Go vote. Go brunch. Go get a... I don't care what you do, mm-hmm. but go mm-hmm. vote on April 1st. Early voting is also underway right now. I did want to point out that Brad Schimmel, of course, and he said this is, I believe it's recorded. He has said that he wants to be on the state Supreme Court so he can act as the support network for the Trump administration. I didn't realize that was a state Supreme Court justice duty. And
no.
and he was
not.
He was asked about this recently. Galvin, let's play this clip and hear Brad Schimmel's non-answer about being a support network for the Trump administration.
You have welcomed an endorsement by President Donald Trump. You had an event with his son, Donald Jr., last night. And said you'd be part of his support network. I wonder, you know, why should voters believe that you wouldn't be wearing a Trump jersey if an issue involving him or his supporters were to come before the court?
I, I enforce the law. As a judge, I interpret the law the way it's written. It is hard to go out all throughout the state of Wisconsin and get your message there on your own.
Okay.
You have to have a support network yourself to help deliver that message.
What does that mean?
Answering the question on how he said he will be a support network for the Trump administration. Now he's trying to turn this into, no, I'm talking about the support that the Trump administration is giving me in order to get my message out. Yeah, yeah, yeah. No. No.
No. And,
no.
And we don't need that on our state Supreme Court because we've already seen just how unbelievably corrupt the United States Supreme Court is right now, with justices who have accepted probably millions of dollars in luxury travel and gifts and yacht rides and private jet rides and RV, whatever it, you name it. And these are things that should lead to an automatic recusal. It doesn't matter if the billionaire patron has a case directly for the court or is helping bankroll other people who may have cases before the court. The line, you know, one of the more famous lines from any Supreme Court justice is the one that says, you know, I can't define pornography, but I know it when I see it.
Yeah.
Same goes for corruption of a Supreme Court.
Yeah.
Same goes for that. And when you look at what is happening now with some of those justices and what they've accepted from billionaires, you have to look at that and say, do we really want a billionaire starting that same trend with the Wisconsin Supreme Court? Or are we again going to get a court like the U.S. Supreme Court overturning Roe v. Wade, which is supported by 60-70% of the American population? Do you want a court that's representative of you or of the biggest donors out there? And that question is so cleanly and clearly before Wisconsin voters this time.
And guess which favorite trope now is surfacing again? This is from today's Milwaukee Journal Sentinel from Allison Durr. 2 weeks before Wisconsin Supreme Court election, Brad Schimmel raises Milwaukee vote counting trope.
Oh, come on.
Oh, yes. Now, again,
back.
We're talking about the bags of ballots being brought in and counted late at night and trying to, again, cast suspicions on the results of the 2020 presidential election. Schimmel, he's all there for it. He is all there for it. Yep, we're still not sure whether the results were fair if you listen to Brad Schimmel, and he just said this week. And I do want to point out, I'm sorry to interrupt, Pat. This could be a non-issue if the Wisconsin Republican legislature in Wisconsin had made it legal for early ballot counting to start. Yeah. They didn't do that exactly for this reason. So they can continue to bring this up and to cast suspicions on the validity of our elections.
All I'm going to say is this. When it comes to discovering ballots that tip a Supreme Court race, let's ask State Supreme Court Justice Joanne Kloppenburg what she thinks. Oh, wait, she lost her race because 7,000 votes for David Prosser were found by the Waukesha County Clerk.
I remember that.
Now there was, you know, investigations and audits and nothing unseemly was found. But let's just make clear that that is the only documented case, even remotely documented case, where there's something funny happened with the ballots in a state Supreme Court race. So if Brad Schimmel, who's from Waukesha County, would like to first answer a few questions about that, maybe then he can opine about what's happening next door in Milwaukee County, but I think he ought to clean house closer to him first.
We're going to continue our conversation with Pat Kreitlow from Up North News Radio. Stay close. You are listening to Matt Nair on air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be right back.
locally grown radio, WFHR.
No more mold, no more damage, no more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass-treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Utah adopted universal mail-in voting in 2013, with no widespread misuse in its 12 years. March 6th, the GOP-dominated Utah legislature approved an amended bill to end it in 2029, despite 76% of state voters supporting it. HB 300 was even more draconian just weeks ago, requiring voters to return their ballot in person so ID could be shown. Such a move would have ended the convenience voters like about mail-in voting and created a burden for rural and Native American voters who might live hours from a polling place. The Utah News-Dispatch reports that the amended bill phases out universal mail-in voting in 2029 rather than immediately. But in the interim, voters must obtain a state-issued voting ID by 2026 and provide four digits from that ID with signature matching as a backup. The voter ID would be free only to those proving they can't afford it. In 2029, voters can opt in to a semi-permanent 8-year vote-by-mail list, and election officials would rely only on the voting ID number for identification. Voters could opt in at the DMV, polling places, or the state's voter portal. The bill also extends the ballot return deadline to 8 p.m. on Election Day. Governor Spencer Cox is likely to sign it. We have links to more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Good morning and welcome back to Matinee on Air. Jane Matinee, Greg Buck, Calvitini on the board, coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. Join us, call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. We had some callers lined up right before the break. Sorry, we didn't have the chance to get to you. If you want to give us a call right now, we will try and get you on. Pat Kreitlow is our guest from Up North News Radio, and we are talking about the April 1st election, now less than 2 weeks away, a number of very important races on the ballots, including state Supreme Court between Susan Crawford and Brad Schimmel. We have Jill Underle and Brittany Kinzer to head the Department of Education. Brittany Kinzer, a big supporter of voucher schools and private schools. And then, of course, there is that constitutional amendment, which I firmly believe is going to pass. I think the Republicans have done a pretty good job of selling it, and I think that it's going to pass. But there's a great column from Bruce Murphy in Urban Milwaukee, and we will include this in our show notes when the show is over. He talks about other reasons why they would like to get Brad Schimmel on the court, and it plays along with, I think there is this assumption, Pat, that if this constitutional amendment changes regarding the requirement of a voter ID, folks think that that's going to be the end of it. Bruce Murphy posits that this will be just the beginning of other changes, other efforts to make changes to make it more difficult to vote. And I think he's right.
Oh, I don't doubt that for a moment. I mean, it never ends. You know, when you are inclined to lean toward authoritarianism, you know, you don't just take a little bit. Mm-hmm. You look to see what is the next group of people that we can, if not disenfranchise, then at least, you know, make their lives a little less comfortable. And it may be something, and I didn't read the column, so I don't know what all he is proposing or, you know, thinking might happen here. But you may see, maybe the next one is gender, that you can't vote if this gender doesn't match the gender on your birth certificate. And yes, we're now going to have genital police at the polls or something like that. And if you think, oh, that's too outlandish, that could never happen. Again, Roe v. Wade, kids.
Yeah, look where we are.
Anything's possible.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I think especially, and we've talked about this too, the SAVE Act, which is part of Project 2025, the SAVE Act for married women, if this gets introduced. Mm-hmm. If your birth certificate does not match your driver's license, if you got married and took your husband's name and didn't go to court to have it legally changed, they can deny you the right to vote or at least send you home and say, well, now I need your birth certificate and your marriage certificate. And because all of us have that just right at our fingertips.
And by the way, this won't happen at every polling place. Of course not. But where they decide to selectively enforce this kind of thing, just might be in places where there tend to be more Democratic voters than Republican voters. So maybe, but before voters vote, you know, to cast a ballot on something where they go, well, this seems to make sense, I guess I'm going to vote, you know, yes on this. Let me just remind you of this. One, voter fraud is minuscule to nearly non-existent.
Yes.
No matter how many times Donald Trump says it, doesn't make it true. Number two, when you send a piece of mail and you go to put it in the mailbox, there is nobody there scanning it to make sure that you are who you are and that it's an honest piece of mail and that you're not committing mail fraud. But if you commit mail fraud, if you're caught doing it, there's going to be a big penalty. That's what voter fraud is. That's what the law should be. You live here, you vote here. If you commit fraud, which sure seems to happen a lot on one side of the aisle lately, then the hammer should come down. But to have laws like this, or even a constitutional amendment like this, designed to suppress a group of voters, again, I hope people see that that is just wrong. It is a solution in search of a problem, and vote no on it.
I think a lot of people are going to see it as, because I said this to you, Jane, yesterday after the show. If you look at all of the questions that have been on ballots for the past 2-3 cycles, they're always written in a very confusing doublespeak way where you're like, I don't know what this means.
Is this good? Is this bad?
If you read the language on this one, it is so plain, it is so simple, but it makes you in the ballot booth say, oh, yeah, of course you should have your identity. That just makes sense. Yeah, of course. Yes, with no thoughts or ramifications after the fact and what you are all talking about. So I hold hope that if it passes, it doesn't pass with a huge margin. But I don't want to see this pass because this is just the beginning of total voter suppression at the hands of Robin Voss and his minions.
Well, and again, I think this is a good reason to throw your support behind Susan Crawford. And Brad Schimmel is still bringing out the old tropes about, oh, there were hinky things going on in the 2020 election and we can't trust him. And we spent over $2 million of Wisconsin taxpayer money to find voter fraud. And guess what Michael Gableman found? Zippo.
Butkus. Dick Butkus.
No, he didn't find him either. He found nothing.
Yeah.
Gableman found nothing. The fact that Schimmel is going the way that he is, he isn't trying to moderate anymore, tells me that he is basically just sending the signal now to conservative voters. Hey, we think a lot of progressive voters are going to stay home, as has happened in other Supreme Court elections. So y'all get out there. I'm your guy, is what he's saying to the far right.
Come on, folks, make a plan April 1st or vote now. Early voting is underway. Please be a voter.
Yes.
Everybody who's anybody, everybody wants to
be
a voter.
It's sexy, baby.
It is sexy. Pat Kreitlow, Up North News Radio, thank you so very, very much for your time. Really appreciate it, Pat.
You are welcome. Have a great day, guys.
You too. News coming up next. When we return, we're going to talk about the wall of efficiency. You're listening to Matt and Aaron here. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll discuss the upcoming April 1st election with our friends Pat Kreitlow of Up North News Radio and Trigvi Olson, senior advisor at the Lincoln Project. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
The Badgers.
Feeds Max, fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Fade.
Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts on a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live on the Civic Media app.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. President Trump's on the phone with Ukraine's Volodymyr Zelensky a day after Mr. Trump's conversation with Vladimir Putin on ending the war in Ukraine. Putin today announcing his troops are, quote, completing the defeat of Ukrainian forces in Kursk, in Jerusalem.
Today we're protesting against the government, against the recent actions the government has taken, risking the hostages while knowing they're risking the hostages.
The IDF's just issued what it calls a last warning to Gazans to return captives as it launches a limited ground operation in northern Gaza. Retailers are paying less for eggs. Center College economist David Anderson says pretty soon you may be too.
Easter is coming up, and so we can expect a spike in demand. But hopefully after Easter, we'll see prices come down to match the decrease in wholesale prices.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.